few years. But
I love Alan Ruck. I think he's super talented as well. He was actually 29, by the way, when he played a high school student.
Mm-hmm. Well, yep. Yeah. Well, I mean, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John have him beat because, you know, Stocker Channing in Grease. I mean, she was lovely, but we're a little older than a high school student, I think.
Well, you know, Stocker Channing in Grease, again, and one of America's treasures, I feel like, is Stocker Channing. But
she
was basically really having her own children in life because that's how old Stocker Channing was. She was much older than high school age. Yeah. Dan Aykroyd is celebrating a birthday today. He is 72 years old. Love Dan Aykroyd. Fred Schneider, the legendary voice of the B-52s. We heard Love Shack about an hour ago or so. There's Rome and Rock Lobster, some of their big hits. He is 73. Terrence Mann, who is Dr. Whispers in Sense8. He is 73 years old. Deborah Harry of Blondie is celebrating a birthday today. Deborah Harry is 79 years old. Oh, my goodness.
Still rocking it.
I know. She's still amazing. She doesn't perform live hardly ever anymore, but she's still awesome. We're going to pull out some Rapture this morning to celebrate Deborah Harry. We have Wally Famous Amos, the chocolate chip cookie legend. Oh, Wally, you and I could be good friends. He is celebrating his 88th birthday. Jamie Farr is the final name on our list. Of course, he was Corporal Klinger on MASH, and he was also in Cannonball Run 2, kind of a legend in that film. 90 for Jamie Farr today. My goodness. Wow. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you want somebody added to the list, it's easy stuff. You just have to text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Quick look at this forecast. It's going to be a beautiful day. Lots of sun, 70 and get out and enjoy that, because tomorrow it's going to be soggy. We have a whole lot more rain headed our way. Sean Cable's going to break the bad news here in just a moment. We also have ABC and local news coming up right here on 99.7 Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's Gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Beryl plowing through the Southeast Caribbean as a powerful Category 3 storm. Beryl had strengthened into a Category 4, the earliest Cat 4 hurricane ever. Hurricane warnings in effect for several islands. The Supreme Court this morning will hand down its decision on absolute immunity for former President Donald Trump and for future presidents. The former president's aide, Steve Bannon, is set to report to prison in connection with Connecticut this morning.
Bannon was convicted of a felony in 2022 for failing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Last week, the Supreme Court denied Bannon's request to remain free while he appeals that conviction. He's been sentenced to 4 months in prison. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A plea deal between the Department of Justice and Boeing that could potentially avoid a trial over crashes of the Boeing 737 MAX jets that left hundreds of people dead. The families of some of those killed say they are angry. There will be no public accountability. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Adams County Sheriff's Office is now investigating two suspicious deaths that were discovered at a home. According to a press release, Sharon Miller was identified as the first body found at the scene. Investigators additionally located the body of her son, Jamie Lumby, at their residence. The reason for their deaths is pending an autopsy, and both are being treated as suspicious deaths. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating an officer-involved shooting in the town of Big Flats that happened Saturday afternoon. Adams County Sheriff's deputies responded to a call about a driver that was under the influence of narcotics and armed with firearms. Deputies searched for and located the reported vehicle about an hour later and initiated several short pursuits. During the pursuit, the driver fired a weapon at law enforcement, at which point law enforcement shot back. The driver was injured and received medical attention while on the scene. No one else was injured. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 74 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms after midnight, our low 59. Tomorrow, showers, thunderstorms, and heavy rain. We could get an inch or two or more of rain through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow right around 77.
If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
99.7.
Absolutely gorgeous start to the day. Again, I'm going to say it. Get out and enjoy the sun and 74 if you absolutely can, because tomorrow, umbrella, raincoats, galoshes, that's what you're going to need. It's 8:07 right now, and I promise some Blondie this morning. Deborah Harry celebrating her 79th birthday. Of course, if that's the case, then you got to pull out some Rapture right now on 99.7 Max FM.
Don't strain your brain, pain to train. You'll be singing just blast off. Sure shot, cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah!
Rapture, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Hard to believe Deborah Harry is 79 years old today. Yeah. My goodness. She's still just awesome when you hear her, see her in interviews, or you actually get a peek of her, because it's pretty rare that she has any sort of public outing or does anything much with press or stage or anything anymore. So, and she has a reason for that. The last interview I saw, she's like, she said it's because nobody wants to see an old person up on stage rocking and rolling anymore. And that's her true belief. So she stayed away from the stage and doesn't do much as Blondie anymore, which I think is a real shame, because let's face it, she's Deborah Harry. We'd be all okay seeing an old person rock if Deborah Harry came out on
stage. I've seen Blondie a couple of times on tour, and she has brought it every single time.
She's awesome. Mm. She's awesome, but you're probably not going to get too much of that with Deborah Harry anymore, unfortunately.
It's kind of cool, though, when somebody says, you know, enough is enough, and I'm just going to chill now. I don't want to look... Yeah. I want people to remember me the way I was, not, you know, now how I am.
Yes,
now.
Taylor Swift, we're looking at you. Yeah. Someday you're going to say those exact words. Fingers crossed, anyway. So we got a text here this morning from Angie. We were talking about the dude in Philadelphia who had that bee sting to the eye. She says there are some amazing fast-numbing eye drops, as well as some pretty cool anti-anxiety and anesthesia meds. So hopefully the ER used some of those on the poor guy, because, yikes, us trying to remove the stinger from the eyeball. You're right. We're lucky we live in a day and age with some medical advancements. Let's put it like that, because we have some weird things. We've had, we see some weird things. We hear about really weird things like stingers to an eyeball. So hopefully the dude is making a nice recovery. Yeah. I do not want to be him, though. Again, I'll just avoid the flying creatures of the world. So Amazon Prime Day, Finn, is coming up on July 16th and 17th. So just, you know, in a couple of weeks here. But even with the deal, you might want to think twice about getting anything on this list we're about to talk about. Because a new poll asked 4,700 of people if they've ever regretted buying certain things. Oh, yeah. There's times
we've all bought some dumb stuff. Come on.
Buyer's remorse is a thing. It looked at categories instead of specific products. So I like this a whole lot better. Now, here are some of the top things that we've had a little remorse over at least once in our lifetime. Number one on the list is clothes. 34% of us have bought an item of clothing and have regretted it. Oh, yeah. Every single time I basically shop, I get it home and then I look at it and I'm like, what was I thinking?
What was I thinking?
What am I going to do with this? I'm not 16 anymore. What was I even thinking with this? Not that I buy clothes that are that age inappropriate for somebody of 45, because I'm ancient now, just ask Dexter. But, you know, sometimes you look at them and you're like, what was I thinking? This is
really, and were they really just stupid. Regular clothes, or were they trendy? Yeah. Trendy stuff.
I don't really even gravitate towards trendy. Honestly, I don't. And usually it's not so much the clothes that I regret. It's the fact that I realized I probably spent way too much money on them. That's usually what I regret.
Not and those stupid themselves. Mirrors in the stores don't help either, because they look completely different in the stores than when you get them home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. And, you know, and somebody who's only 5'1", 5'2", I mean, nothing works. Nothing in a store even remotely looks... I mean, I've just basically resigned to the fact that I'm going to look ridiculous in the store, and then I'm going to let my alterations person fix it all up and make it happen. Because, yeah, I never look normal in a store mirror. They either make you look really tall and skinny because they want you to take the clothes home, or they're like funhouse mirrors where they look make you look short and dumpy.
That's exactly what I was going to say, the funhouse mirror. Mirrors. That's yeah. exactly yep. what it is.
And who and nobody needs like the 180 degree viewpoint of themselves. No, nobody really wants that. Nobody really wants to go that route. Now, I remember when What Not to Wear was on TLC. I'm sure there's lots of people who remember that show. Stacey London and Clinton Kelly were just the best. They had the 360 degree mirror. I was like, no way. I mean, half of that is bad enough in a dressing room. There's no way I would do 360 degrees. That's insanity. Gifts comes in at number two on the list. 26% of us have bought something for someone else and then wished they'd gone another route. I've never actually regretted a gift that I've given somebody because I spend painstaking amounts of time trying to find
the right gift. You agonize over it. Yeah.
I do. I really do. So I can honestly say that is not something I've ever regretted because I really do take my time. And if I get invited to something at the last minute and I have to take a gift, it is anguish for me because usually in those cases, you don't know the person very well or you obviously didn't get the invite in time and I can't spend my normal amount of time like trying to find the perfect gift. And that's mm-hmm. very hard for me because I like to be that person. I really like to take the person I'm giving a gift to into consideration and things that they'll like. So that one's a tough one for me if it's a last minute invite. Electronics comes in at number three on the list. 24% of people admit that they basically regret some electronic purchase they made. That's because it's never the same as you see on commercials, or it never works as well as they showed as it worked in the store, right? Or whatever it is, mm-hmm. right? Or, you know, we're too stupid to figure it out. So then you just have this box that just sits there and does absolutely nothing because the dude at the store could make it work. But I got nothing.
I'm oblivious to this, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Vehicle comes in at number four on the list. 22% of us say that they have regretted buying a certain vehicle.
And that is the worst. I mean, when you get a lemon and yes. you've purchased a new car or whatever,
yes.
or even a used car, I mean, it's the worst.
It's not cheap. Now, a lot of dealerships, though, now have what, like the 7-day return thing? There's a lot of dealerships we've worked with in the past now that have like the 7-day return thing where drive the car. If you don't like it, we'll take it back and you can find a car of the same value so we don't mess with the financing and stuff. We've worked with a few dealerships like that, and I kind of appreciate it, you know, because taking it around the block or down the highway a couple miles is not the same as actually being in it every single yeah. day and driving it. It's not the same. And you're excited because you're getting a new vehicle. It's a huge purchase. You don't really want to do it, but it's still a little exciting, right? Let's be honest. And then you're sitting there and you have to make this snap judgment decision because cars are moving pretty quickly off lots if there's decent ones that are decently priced yet. Thank you very much, COVID, for screwing with that as well. Yeah. And so then there's pressure to buy it, and you're like, yes, it's great, it's awesome. And then you get in it and you're like, oh, this seat doesn't exactly yeah. work for me, mm-hmm. or do I not have another cup holder? I mean, these are important things in life, especially if you're living in your car a lot, you know. Furniture comes in at number five on the list. 16% of us have regretted a furniture purchase. Yes, every day when I sit in them, the chairs that my husband said were awesome because his ankles hit it just the right spot, and the chairs are the most uncomfortable chairs.
Not so ever. Much for you. Does he still like them?
Oh, he loves his chair. He loves his chair. I hate the chairs. I hate the chairs. I absolutely hate them. They hit me wrong in the back. They are not comfortable, but he loves the chairs. So I just squirm around a lot and try to find places to make it work because he does love his chairs. And again, as you know, because you guys just went through this about a year ago when you moved, furniture is not cheap, right? It's not cheap.
Nothing is cheap anymore, but no, yeah, furniture really not. Is not inexpensive.
Now, how is Chris furniture shopping, though? Is she one of those people that has to go in and like sit there for a while and try everything out, or is she pretty good about knowing what she wants when she gets there when it comes to furniture?
You know how you were talking about agonizing over a gift when you yes. had to take, yeah, that's how she is with furniture. Yeah.
Is that like like a woman thing, or is that just like a human thing? I don't know, because I'm kind of the same way. It's got to fit in the house. It's got to fit the aesthetic. It's got to be comfortable. It's also got to be durable, because if you, you know, have kids, if you have pets, all of that kind of stuff, you don't want something that nobody can sit on. So there's a lot of factors that go into this furniture buy.
I'm actually kind of grateful when she does agonize over it, because otherwise, you know, with other things, it's all about the returns and taking stuff back. And it's like, well, you know, I mean, that seems like a lot of work. I mean,
right?
So I'm kind of grateful when she actually does pause and think, I don't know, I'm not so sure.
Right. It's much easier when Corey doesn't go with me. Much, much easier. So what I've learned to do over the years, not that we buy that much furniture very often, is when we have, though, I usually go into the store and pregame the whole thing. Like I spend my amount of time in there doing what Chris does, agonizing, checking fabrics, making sure I like it, sitting there for a while, you know, making sure it's comfy, all of that kind of stuff. Then when I take him back to the store, I have an array of choices, but it's not the entire store. I'll be like, okay, so this one actually fits. This one can come in our color. It is pretty comfy. At least I thought it was, but you need to try it now. So then I give him my choices so that we can actually figure it out. Otherwise, we would be sitting on boxes in our living room.
What's the percentage of you agreeing on a piece of furniture?
Oh, usually we end up at about, I would say about 80-90%. We're usually pretty right
that's
on.
Pretty good.
I mean, that's why I pick a different array of stuff, though. I pick different price points. I, you know, like when we go in there, I'll have like probably 8 to 10 things. And I'll be like, these are the things that I like that are comfy within a price, you know, because we'll have our minimum and we'll have our maximum. So they're within the price. I know that they'll be here within this amount of time if you're doing like a specific color or something like that. So I have my list, and so then it's just up to him to choose which one he thinks is most comfortable for him, because it's not just all about me. I mean, I wish it was, but it's not. There's other people in the house, because my taste would be completely different if I wasn't worrying about what he and Dexter wanted, right? So I got to make sure everybody's happy with it. Is there enough room for somebody to sit on one end and have Aspen on the other end, kind of thing? I mean, because inevitably, even with covers on it, it's going to be partly hers, because she is allowed on the furniture as well, so with covers and things like that. But there's certain criteria that I otherwise, though, I have to have my criteria met, or we'd never get out of the store. We'd get there when it opens and we'd be there when it closed, and we'd never ever leave. It just
now I will say that the shelf life for me that I see in a piece of furniture is way longer than it is for her.
Yes.
I mean, she will want to replace something way sooner than I will.
Yeah.
I'm content to have the old couch be the old couch for almost,
right?
Because like we were talking about, I mean, it's just so much more expensive now. I mean, remember when you could get a couch for $300 or whatever?
And yeah, you can still get those, but they're not great.
They're not the best, though. Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're not great. They're not super comfortable either. So there is that. Fitness equipment. You know, 10% of us have regretted this one because we've never used it and it just kind of sits there collecting dust. And it becomes a really good clothes rack eventually, let's be honest. But another purchase that can be kind of spendy depending on what you're actually buying. Jewelry comes in at number 7 on this list, got 10% of the vote, and I understand that. Some pieces are more expensive than others, and then sometimes if it's a really important piece that you've given to someone, like, you know, your significant other, and then that relationship doesn't last, then you don't have that jewelry anymore.
Yeah.
And you still might be paying on that piece of jewelry, even though the relationship is gone. A house comes in at number 8 on the list. 8% of the vote is what this one got.
Been there, done that.
Regretting that decision when the bats came back the other night, quite honestly.
Uh-huh.
51% overall said that they've made at least one major purchase that they ended up regretting. Yeah, this house. Yeah, it's beautiful. area. It really, truly is. But every time I look at it, I'm like, what were we thinking? What were we doing? And it's not even a bad house. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, the critters. They get to me after a while.
You were kind of pressured into that, though, weren't you? I mean, you didn't have a lot of options, right?
We did not have a lot of options when we moved here 7 years ago. The market was pretty tight at the time. We were looking for something fairly specific just because of budget constraints and time constraints, mostly. We also knew we weren't going to have a lot of time to do any fixer-upper type things because we were also in the process of buying a radio station at the time. So the time constraints were our big one. So we really only had this house, which was a for sale by owner, and a couple of others. And this one at least felt like we could grow a little bit more into it. The other ones that we had looked at right in town were about the same size, except they were those houses that have the really weird angled ceilings and stuff in the bedrooms where our kids weren't, they were going to be fine in it at that point in time because they were littler, I should say. But now as big teenage boys and man-childs, no, it would not. They would have to duck in order to get in and out of their rooms, which is why we ended up in this one, because it was one of those things. Do we really want to move again? Like, do we really want to think about that down the road? Because we're going to outgrow this one pretty quickly. And this one at least had a lot of storage, and there are some really good aspects of it. There really are.
I will say, because your husband described exactly how you wound up buying the house, and I thought it was pretty cool because the previous owners were just selling it outright and just basically said, here's what we want for the house, you know, take it or leave it, you know, and I thought that was really cool because, you know, I mean, no offense to realtors, but once you start bringing, there's a lot of negotiating, and that is, it is so frustrating.
And the people who were selling it weren't in a hurry. I mean, they wanted to get to the area where their kids were at and their grandkids, but they weren't in a hurry to do so either. They wanted the right people to come along because this house was really, truly a labor of love for them. It really was, and which sounds weird because all it is a little tiny ranch house. But it was a combined family situation, and they were taking her kids and his kids and bringing them all under one roof for the first time in this house. And it was truly a labor of love. And the lot that we actually have that we're on, we have almost an acre out here. It was actually, they bought the lot from a gentleman that the husband worked with. And he and his wife, this gentleman they bought the lot from, they had bought the lot thinking they were going to build their dream home out here. And then she got cancer and passed away. And so he wanted nothing to do with the lot. And so he sold it to the couple we bought the house from for $1 just to get rid of the lot. All the sewage had been put in, all of the stuff that you need to build had been put in, but he just didn't want anything to do with it because their dream was not, it wasn't feasible anymore, obviously. She wasn't around. So he sold it to them for $1, and then they built their house where they combined their two families. And in our concrete, we have the initials of all the kids as it was being poured and all of that kind of stuff. So there are some really cool aspects of this house. There really, truly are. If I could get over the critter factor, we'd be much better off.
I know. Yep.
The critter factor, though, it keeps me up at night, literally and figuratively. So, but we're working on it. I'm sure I'll make a call to the Batman again.
He'll that attic sounds like it's a special place, a special convention center for the critters.
Honestly, there's just so many trees out here. There's just so many trees. So it is gorgeous. It absolutely
plus you have a body
gorgeous.
Of water out there.
We have that as well. We have that. We're right on the water. So it's not even like we're removed from it a little bit. So we'll get there. We'll get there. A vacation comes in at number 9 on the list. 7% of people say they've regretted a vacation because we all have that vacation from hell story somewhere in the back of our brain that we're trying to forget. And then a wedding comes in at number 10 on the list. 4% say that they totally regret everything they spent on a wedding. You got to wonder if that's because the experience was bad, the marriage was bad, or if it was just maybe too expensive or something like that. I don't know. But I know there's a lot of my friends who had these big elaborate weddings when they got married. And then we just eloped. And they're like, why didn't we think of that? I don't know. Because it was gorgeous. It was amazing. Yeah. We had an amazing time. And we did things the way we wanted to do them. Unfortunately, our families were a little upset in the process. But, you know, they got over it. And we've been married now for 21 years. So they got over it. Everybody got over it. Now, in this particular survey, women were more likely than men to say that they bought clothes that they didn't like. Men were more likely to say that they regret purchasing some sort of gadget. 1 in 5 people overall, these people are lying. They're totally lying. They say that they don't regret any purchases or any experiences they've ever had. 1 in 5 They are so lying. They're so lying. The guy who got a bee sting to the eye said the same thing, and then the bee stung him in the eye. So everybody regrets something they've done at some point in time.
Yeah.
Now, to change the subject completely, or maybe not, because I don't feel like this is something you could ever regret, we've got to talk about cute furry friends over at the Humane Society, Sauk County Humane Society, that need great homes right now. Because you'll never regret bringing one of these faces into your world. Oh my gosh, they're adorable today. I say that every week, and it's true every week. So let's start with Xena, our 3.5-year-old pit bull mix, who was surrendered to the shelter when her family could no longer keep her. Xena is just amazing. She is a little blockhead. She is, and I love it. She's short, she's stocky, and she's just a little tank, but she is just the sweetest little snuggle bug you're ever going to find. She enjoys short walks, and she does really well on a leash. Well, she's got to teach my part pity a lesson or two then. After a short walk, she prefers to stretch out on a cool floor and watch you work. She likes to be in charge, and she could share her home with another dog if submissive and not always in Xena's face. She seems to prefer smaller dogs as well, because Xena obviously wants to be a little bit in charge, Finn. she can be jumpy due to her size. Sharing her home with older children is probably best. She has had a few litter of puppies in her lifetime, so she's looking for a home where she can just be a couch potato. Queen for the day, every single day, is the way Xena would prefer to live the rest of her life. And she's only 3.5, so she's got a long time to be queen. The queen reigns, let's be honest. Xena is spayed. She'll be microchipped and up to date on all of her vaccines before she goes home. She's just a little love, though. She's got, she's a total pit bull, though. Isn't she just the face, the blockhead, the stockiness? She's awesome. Then we have Aisa Jane, who is a 1.5-year-old terrier mix. I love her name. Jean, I should say. She was surrendered to the shelter when her family moved and they couldn't take her along. She's a very sweet girl. She enjoys leash walks and some time in the yard, timidly exploring new areas. Aisa should do okay in a home with children, but she is frightened with loud, sudden noises and a lot of yelling as well. She has lived with cats and she could share her home with another dog. Aisa is spayed. She'll be microchipped and up to date on all of her vaccines before she goes home. She's just a little beauty. If you're maybe looking to add a very sweet companion, and the scaredness right now could just be the surroundings as well, the submissiveness. I mean, she was with a loving family. Now she's not. She's in a shelter, so it could just be an environmental thing as well with her.
That has to be a horrible decision to make, knowing that you're moving and you can't take your pet with you. Oh,
that's terrible. Yeah, it's horrible. So check her out, though, if you're interested, because I'm betting a little confidence building and a home where she knows she's loved, I think it's going to go a long way with her, because she looks like a super happy girl, doesn't she? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. She's adorable. Yeah. So check her out as well. Now, remember, 4th of July, not everybody likes the fireworks. And of course, we're talking about everybody being our pets. There's also going to be a lot of outside activity, and if you're having parties at the home, food that maybe is not so great for our pets is either. So keeping an eye on them, if you know they're afraid of the fireworks, making sure that they're in a secure, safe location is going to be key for them this time of year. Just a little reminder from the Sauk County Humane Society. They're going to be having a volunteer orientation this Saturday. You can find applications if you want to help them out over at saukhumane.org. Children 8 and older can volunteer as long as there is an adult with them. They're also going to have a Culver's Community Share Night on July 16th, so from 4 to 8, so stop by Culver's and come hungry. And then, of course, we've always liked to talk about the donations as well. Shout out to the really generous person who gave them a new wheelbarrow as well, because they needed one. Remember, we talked about that last week. Yeah. Somebody came through, which is awesome. That's going to make the job of filling holes a whole lot easier. I'm assuming there's a few diggers around there.
Yeah.
And right now, they are really full with animals, so they could use some bleach, some laundry detergent, and some Dawn. Those are some of their big musts for cleaning. cleaning right now, and a reminder that they will be closed on the 4th of July. Now, the animal control portion and the emergency services will be still available if you need them for anything, but the shelter for viewing animals, meeting animals, that actually will be closed. So, sawhumane.org if you want to see Xena, if you want to see Aisa, if you want more information about volunteering or any of the really great stuff that's happening over at the Sauk County Humane Society. Again, a lot of pets in their care right now. So if you're looking at adding a new furry friend, this would be the time to do so. Whether it's a critter, whether it's a kitty, whether it's a couple of these adorable puppies, you've got some options when you check out their website. Now, we've got to look at our forecast here quickly, Finn. Lots of sun today, 74 for a high. Showers and thunderstorms after midnight tonight down to 59. And then more rain tomorrow. And we're not talking just, you know, a sprinkle or two here and there. We're talking a lot of rain. Some showers, some thunderstorms, heavy rain is possible. We are talking 1 to 2 inches, maybe even more in some areas. So definitely get yourself prepared. Hopefully everything's dried out enough that the basements don't flood right before the 4th, because nobody wants to spend their 4th of July vacation shot back in.
Yeah, no thank you.
Nobody wants to do that, so hopefully everybody's good and dried out enough now to accommodate some more rain. 77 is our high tomorrow. Right now it is 64. Time for your community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab 2 large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming air events, here's your Max FM community calendar. In addition to the great fireworks shows around the area on Thursday night, it's time for the Fire on the River event in Sauk Prairie. This will be both Friday and Saturday. Swing by and enjoy the festivities along the river. The food, a beer garden, live entertainment all day long, both days, and fabulous firework display on Saturday. Friday, the event will be 5 until 11. They'll also have a custom car show that day. And then on Saturday, Kiwanis Club will be hosting breakfast burritos from 7 until 11 a.m. The Eagle Chase Run Walk from the Sauk Prairie Sports Boosters will be held also on Saturday morning. And then the fireworks display will happen at dusk. Get all the details by visiting fireontheriver.org. And on Sunday in Portage, it's the flea market at the Portage Grandstands in the outside arena area. This event will be held the first Sunday of every month all the way through October. Rain or shine, come shop or come sell. The event takes place 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Veterans Memorial Field there in Portage. And as always, every Wednesday and Saturday, it's the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will have fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more on Oak Street. This event, again, is every Wednesday and Saturday, 8 a.m. until 12:30. Give Baraboo Farmers Market a like on Facebook to see who will be in attendance the next day.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amber Lux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
It's 8:39 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday. Billy Joel, It's Still Rock and Roll to Me.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell?
your ties too wide. Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise a miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new rain in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. A new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:41 right now. We hope you're having a great Monday so far. Coffee, donuts all the way around. You know, the usual stuff. Adulting at its best as we get ready for a short work week, at least for a lot of us, with the 4th of July holiday. Hey, speaking of, you know, adulting, we love to save money as adults. Putting a little extra in the wallet, never a bad thing. If that sounds like something that you'd be down with, we want you to head over to maxfmbigdeals.com. Savings in some cases up to 50% off, and the best part is you're keeping it all local. Now, we're talking about things for you, things for the home, delicious food, some adult beverages, a little fun and excitement over there as well. So let's take a look at some of the things that you can purchase at maxfmbigdeals.com. If you want a great meal out, you got to try the Relish Tray Bistro and Speakeasy in downtown Baraboo. A $25 certificate for some of that homemade delicious food. Only $20 right now at maxfmbigdeals.com. If you're looking at maybe something to do in downtown Baraboo, how about taking one of Shelley Mordini's tours? Baraboo Tours, a $10 certificate, $6. We're talking history, we're talking the rickshaw, maybe a haunted tour. Something a little unique and different, especially this summer. So check that out as well. And then, of course, we talk about the entertainment portion. If, you know, you have friends, family coming into town for the 4th of July holiday, just want something to do with the family, how about a $25 certificate towards some axe throwing at Asgard Axe and Tap of Wisconsin Dells? That $25 certificate, $17.50, all you're going to pay today when you go to maxfmbigdeals.com. Really check it out. Take advantage of those instant deals, meaning you don't wait for us to send you anything. They're right there on your phone. Dinner out tonight or plan your entire 4th of July weekend with those instant deals. And the best part is, again, you're saving yourself a whole lot of money at maxfmbigdeals.com. Do a little online shopping to start this Monday. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Beautiful today. Take advantage of the nice weather. Get outside if you absolutely can, because tomorrow it's going to be damp and soggy once again. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at local sports next here on Max FM.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin, is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Watch the Baraboo fireworks from the best view in town, the Boo U campus. Friends of the Campus is throwing a party in the campus cafe and balcony. Join them for fireworks with friends July 4th starting at 6 p.m. Enjoy food and beverages along with music by Boo U alumni Shondell Marks. And you can support the campus with scholarships for area students. Tickets are available online at friendsofthecampus.org. Have a happy Independence Day.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Good Morning. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers finished off their series with the Chicago Cubs with a 7-1 victory at AmFam yesterday. Freddie Peralta was fantastic, going 7 innings, allowing just one earned run on 2 hits while striking out 8 to pick up his 6th victory of the year. The crew would explode for 7 runs in the 4th inning, including another grand slam by Bryce Terang. The Brewers upped their record to 50-34, now head on a road trip out west, which starts tonight in Colorado against the Rockies. 7:40 first pitch, Bryce Wilson gets the start against Austin Gomber. To minor league baseball in the Midwest League, Beloit falls to Cedar Rapids 7-3 in their series finale yesterday. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers picked up a 2-1 series finale victory over South Bend yesterday. The Sky Carp will host the Timber Rattlers for the start of a 3-game series starting tonight. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 74 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms after midnight, our low 59. Tomorrow, showers, thunderstorms, and heavy rain. We could get an inch or two or more of rain through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow right around 77.
If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
99.7.
8:47 right now. Hopefully your Monday is going well so far. Thank you so much for spending it with us. Whether you're at work today, whether you're working at home, have another day off because, well, the 4th of July, or maybe you're one of our online listeners, maybe even in the car. We're glad you're here. Here's Matthew Wilder.
Last night I had the strangest dream. I sailed away to China in a little rowboat to find you, and you said you had to get your laundry.
Nothing.
never let another girl like you.
Work me over.
Never let another girl like you.
Drag me under.
If I need another girl like you,
I will tell her.
Never want another girl like you.
It's 99.7 Max FM. It's about 10 minutes before 9. And Finn, as we wrap up on this Monday, we've got to take a look at our calendar days because, well, we like stuff to look forward to. I mean, it just reminds us of, you know, how we get to the weekend and gives us a little something to celebrate to get us there along the way.
Yeah.
Now, we've got the 4th of July coming up this week, so that's going to be a huge celebration for a lot of people. But, you know, the calendar days, they're good ones. And today, let's start out talking all about the post office, because not only is today National Postal Workers Day. Thank you very much for what you do. We know that your job cannot be easy. You know, they've got the motto, the wind, the rain, the hail, the snow, whatever it might be. And they've definitely dealt with that wind and rain part this summer. But it's also U.S. Postage Stamp Day and Zip Code Day. All things that are very important from getting our packages and our mail from one place to another. So
right.
Thank you to everybody who makes that happen. It is also, let's see, where are we at the top of this? American Zoo Day is today. Well, we all love a good zoo. And if you want to get the kids out in this beautiful 70-degree day, Ochsner Park Zoo is absolutely adorable. If you want to go something a little bigger, of course, you can just go right down the road to Madison. And that's also a great little zoo. We also have Early Bird Day today. Now, I don't know if that's the early bird gets the worm kind of thing where you up and at them before everybody else to get your work done.
Or you and I.
Exactly. Or if it means early bird special. Either way, I'm kind of down for that one, depending on where we're eating at that given moment in time. International Joke Day is also today. I can't tell a joke. I always get to the punchline too soon. It's not good. It's just not good.
What do you mean you tell jokes on the air every day?
That's just pretty banter and humor, Finn.
Okay.
It's not actually trying to keep the facts straight and get to the punchline at the right time. It's also International Reggae Day today. So if you love some good reggae music, put on your Bob Marley and have a time. We just watched the Marley movie a couple weeks ago with Dexter. I had no idea what an incredible life he had and how basically how he was kind of ostracized by his own mind from Jamaica after some terrible incidents that had happened, and then he went back right before he passed away from cancer. So good movie, though. I mean, I love movies like that. I don't know how well it did at the box office. I'm assuming probably not very well. But
nothing's really doing very well at the box office these days.
No,
except
no,
that Pixar movie that did all right.
Everybody loves Inside Out, too, but I liked the Marley movie. I thought it was interesting, and I found out a lot. I mean, I love Marley's music anyway, but I found out a lot more about the man himself and his relationship with his wife and all of that kind of stuff. It was a good movie, so if you're interested, cool. Check it out. It was actually produced by one of his sons, so he was on the producing credits for that. So obviously, you're going to get a pretty factual story about what Bob Marley was and who he was and all of that good stuff when his kids are the producers of the movie. It is also, let's see, in National Television Heritage Day today. I mean, going all the way back to our roots. I mean, is this where we get to celebrate Ed Sullivan and I Love Lucy, all the black and whites and all of that good stuff? Because that's some good TV. I know it's old, and the kids out there are like, what do you mean the shows didn't ever used to be in color? But
black
at this
and white. What's that?
You had to turn your own channel. What are you talking about? You had to get up from the couch to do so. Some of those old shows, they really truly are the best. It's also second half of the year day today because we've officially entered the final 6 months of 2024. Can you believe that we're saying that out loud?
Wow.
another year going way too fast because we're way too old or something. I'm not really sure.
Something's happening.
And then we've got some food ones on this list as well. And I kind of saved this one because it's not so much a food one, but it revolves around food. National Creative Ice Cream Flavor Day. So, you know, all those really weird kind of wacky flavors of ice cream. This is the day when you go out and you create those. Sometimes you can make those yourself just by putting a couple of different flavors together. And
totally.
Kind of good, you know, it's things that you never expected to be good together. It's kind of like that game of one of these things is not like the other, and then all of a sudden it actually works out.
Works.
So it's yeah, that's always good. It's International Chicken Wing Day today, or as Dexter would say, any day of the week, because he loves himself some good wings dipped in habanero. So he loves habanero sauce. And then it's also National Ginger Snap Day today, which is not a horrible way to go. I can get down with the ginger snap every now and then. I feel like too many ginger snaps is just, you know, like it's a little overkill though, right? Like one or two every now and then
and
is probably
good to go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody needs that many ginger snaps. I also feel the same way about ginger snap like gingerbread cookies though at Christmas. I have one and I'm like, okay, I'm pretty much good for the rest of the season.
You have your limit.
I do. But I will say this. At Christmas, I make ginger snap cookies are the best. And I make a really good eggnog dip. And then you serve it with graham crackers and ginger snap cookies. So everybody can take a little scoop and then just dip their cookies. That's really
killing
good.
Me here.
That's really good. I can eat ginger snap cookies like that. But of course, you put enough cream cheese on anything and everything tastes amazing.
Right.
So that's a really good one that I will pull out the ginger snap cookies for. Now, no matter how you're celebrating this Monday, just make sure you have a fantastic day. And as we've been saying all morning, get out and enjoy the weather if you absolutely can, because it's going to be worth it today. Lots of sun in 74. And then tonight is when our chances of showers and thunderstorms return, especially after midnight, down to 59. And then tomorrow, showers, thunderstorms, and a whole lot of heavy rain is possible. We're talking an inch, maybe 2 inches. And in some areas, they might even see more than 2 inches tomorrow. That does not sound fun. It sounds a little floody is what that sounds like to me.
Exactly.
77 for our high though tomorrow. Right now it is 63.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus with Baraboo to you, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
In the words of President Harry S. Truman, America was not built on fear. America was built on courage, on imagination, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. Baldwin Funeral Services would like to recognize those members of the armed forces who've served and sacrificed in defending our freedom. Sherry and David from Baldwin Funeral Services at 520 East Street in Baraboo would like to wish you a safe and enjoyable 4th of July.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG. Reedsburg.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.